Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. Great to be with you as always every Saturday right here on CFAX from 1 o'clock till 2. Get a cup of coffee and join in today because we've got some great guests. We're going to talk about an event coming up called Fabulous at 50, a martini event later in the show. Also, Tracy Drake from At Home Magazine is going to talk about some home decor ideas, especially the new color of the season. And you might have heard about it, but new ways to use that color. Also on the top of the show, Lorna Vanderhaeg, who's a women's health expert and with us usually for month to month, giving us great advice, is here with a great thing for January. Because a lot of people make resolutions, and we've talked about it last week about sometimes why they don't work. But maybe we should just forget about them and make January about getting to know us and doing things for ourselves. Welcome to the show, Lorna.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Now, I like this idea, forget resolutions. I think we all make some in our mind, no matter how we say them or not, that we're either going to add something or get rid of something. But we don't often think about ourselves totally as the whole picture and what that means. And of course, your website and your books and all the stuff that you do, you promote that and is a good source to find that out. What's the number one way we can kind of start that process and what that means?
Well, I think a great thing to do is to set January aside as the month where you're going to go visit your family doctor and you're going to ask for a bunch of tests. And then every January, you're going to have the same test done. And the reason why we do this is so we sort of get a baseline. And the reason why we pick one month is because it's the same month every year. And we've just passed through the holiday season, which is the hardest on our bodies because of the food we eat. Mm-hmm. And it's also a great reference. So I've been doing this for about 20 years. And every January, I go and I have my cholesterol checked. And I don't just have my total cholesterol checked, but I have my bad cholesterol, the lousy LDL cholesterol, and I have the healthy HDL checked. And I have my blood sugar and insulin tested, and I have my thyroid checked. And the reason why you want to do this is because so many people, especially women, in the month of January go, I'm going to lose weight. Yeah. And they start a weight loss program, and they join a gym. And by this point, by the third weekend, the gyms are empty again, and everyone has fallen off their program. And for women who have low thyroid, starting a weight loss program is depressing. So if you have low thyroid, you can't lose weight. And so here's a situation where you've done everything right, then you start beating yourself up. You know, I'm reducing my calories, I'm exercising, I'm still not losing weight, this isn't working. And you get very depressed and unhappy with yourself. When literally it could be something as simple as your thyroid.
And, you know, another thing maybe too, Lorna, is, you know, people with the weight thing, especially women, you know, it's the scale. They're on it all the time. And if it's over, they think I'll eat more. If it's under, I'll eat less. And it's starve, feast or famine. And it's such an unhealthy mindset to get into. And if we kind of look at the whole picture, maybe we can change that around to make it about eating well.
Oh, you know, the word diet is the four-letter word for the food we eat. And if we started to say to ourselves, and I'm not saying it's easy, by the way, but if we started to say to ourselves, hey, I've got to look at what I'm eating. Is it good for me? Mm-hmm. And, you know, just because somebody else can eat certain foods and not gain weight doesn't mean that it's good for you. So, you know, you'll have to figure out what works for you. And in my book, A Smart Woman's Guide to Weight Loss, this book is all about how hormones are conspiring to make us overweight. That book is free in the health food stores when you buy one of the weight loss products. So it's a $24.95 value that you get for free. And it has a six-week eating plan that teaches you how to reset your brain and teaches you how to eat healthy. It's not about dieting and losing weight. It's about eating the foods that are going to make you successful in a weight loss program, but also maintain a healthy weight over the decades.
And you're going to be here next week, too, with the Victoria Health Show.
Yes, I'm coming to the show. I'm actually not speaking, but I'm going to be in the Lifestyles booth and in our own booth from 10 o'clock until 2 on Saturday. And I really recommend women, if you're coming down, or men, and you're going to ask me questions, that if you've got your own blood test, so say you've already had your thyroid checked and you've had your cholesterol checked or other hormones or whatever it may be, bring a copy of your test results with you and I'll help you figure out what's going on and why you haven't been successful if you have been on a weight loss program.
I think that's a great idea because, you know, even in what you sent me, you say get a copy of your results. That's stuff that, you know, if you're old school with the doctor, they have it and it's a big secret. You never thought you could do that. Plus the kind of tests that you asked for, what is it, sexy hormones. We never have these tests. We never even think about it. And we don't know really what the results may even mean to us.
Right. And this is the one big news flash. You don't have to be a doctor to read your test results. They're really simple. They put the range of normal and then they put your number there. So you can look at them. You don't have to be an MD.
You don't have to spy when they're out of the room.
No, you don't have to flip your chart open and look to see. Just tell the lab you want a copy of your results. They give you a code for the internet. You can find them out tomorrow. So you'll get them faster than your doctor. And, you know, on my website at hormonehelp.com or in all of my books, it teaches you what do those test results mean. And, for example, I have a free book on the website at Hormone Help called Your 30-Day Heart Smart Solution. So it has all the tests you should have done to prevent heart disease and also to know if you've already got heart disease, what's going on with your heart. And one of the tests we should all have done is CRP.
Mm-hmm.
And this is covered by medical. It's dirt cheap. Doesn't cost the medical plan very much money. I think it's like $8. And it'll tell you a lot about what's going on with your heart and your eyes and inflammation in the body.
So is that the C-reactive protein?
Yes, it's called C-reactive protein. And did you know 50% of people who have a heart attack have perfectly normal blood pressure and cholesterol? They're the people who have an elevated CRP and have a heart attack due to too much inflammation in the body. So there's lots of really simple things we can do. We also know people with an elevated CRP have 4 times the risk of developing type 2 diabetes. So we should be using these tests to say, hey, you know, if I don't fix this, I'm going to end up with type 2 diabetes down the road.
And when we talk about inflammation, what does that mean exactly? Is it, you know, I know some of these arthritises and different things can be an inflammatory disease, but what is it inside our system that is causing that, or what does it look like?
Well, that's a great question because I think pretty much everybody thinks inflammation, arthritis. Well, inflammation is the immune system's response in the body to injury and invaders. So you get increased inflammation when you get a virus. And when you have increased inflammation, say you slip and fell on the ice and you sprained your ankle's going to get red, hot, painful, and swollen. This is to force you to sit down in a chair, put ice on it, and to allow it time to heal. The challenge we have is the inflammation that's going on in our brain, which is leading to memory decline, and the inflammation we have going on in our heart, which leads to heart disease. We can't see it, and the only way you can test for it is with a CRP test, which is such a great, easy test. And then we use things like magnesium bisglycinate to drop it very quickly. We use DHA, which is a special fatty acid, to drop CRP quickly. So there's ways to fix it, even if it's super high.
It's not hopeless at all.
Oh, absolutely not. You know, unless we're already an angel, this body has incredible regenerative powers. We just have to give it the food and the nutrients it needs to repair itself.
Well, that's really great. And what about these sexy hormones? Because, you know, we hear about testosterone and progesterone. What test is it? What kind of range does it look? Is it a blood test? And what kind of range does it go in? And when do you know you're high or low? And what do you do about it?
Right. And women already know this. When you go to your doctor and you ask to have your hormones checked, they always look at you and go, no way, they're not going to do it. It's a real big challenge. And part of the reason for that is that estrogen cannot be tested in blood. So don't even ask for that test from your doctor because, first off, it doesn't tell us any information anyways. Okay. But you can have testosterone checked. And if you're a guy with no energy, or a woman who, you know, all her skin is sagging to the floor, maybe that your testosterone is really low. Does it mean we're going to give you testosterone hormones? No. We're going to have you lift weights for 10 minutes a day in the middle of your living room, take some protein supplements, and, you know, really get your body working better so it produces its own testosterone. But those are tests you can have done. And in my Smart Woman's Guide to Hormones test, it has all hormones book. It has all the testing, all the different types of tests that are covered by BC Medical and what the results mean, so that if your doctor doesn't understand them, which is possible, by the way, you can learn what are all these results mean and how can I solve the problem?
Well, that sounds like a good idea. You learn about finances and everything else, get to know what these tests mean. We come back with Lauren. We're going to know more about how to make January a month for you.
Traffic got you down. We'll get you up and going with more traffic more often. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
It's not in your DNA to yield, nor is it in your genes to spin your wheels. Nope, you were born a Lexus driver. You serve a higher purpose, to bring old man winter to his knees. Get yourself into a beautifully equipped Lexus with all-wheel drive this winter and show him who's really boss.
Lease a 2015 Lexus RX 350 Sport Design for only $549 per month with $5,775 down for 28 months at 0.9% APR. See newspaper or visit Jim Pattison Lexus Victoria for details.
While she was alive, Maria Sanchez loved the symphony. So she left a bequest in her will. Tonight, her favorite symphony will present a program of Bach, Brahms, and Beethoven that she helped fund, bringing joy to a new generation of music lovers. Maria left a legacy. So can you. Leave a gift in your will to your favorite charities. Learn how at leavealegacy.ca, an initiative of CAGP Vancouver Island, supported by the Victoria Foundation.
In real estate, unique is an overused word. Parkside at Royal Bay turns unique on its head. Winning gold in the 2014 CARE Awards for Best New Subdivision, it is setting the new standard of living in the West Shore. Homes include natural gas ranges, fireplaces, heating systems, and barbecue connections. For comfort, convenience, and cost savings, natural gas from FortisBC makes luxury that much more affordable. Experience the unique standard of living at an open house every weekend from 2 to 4. Learn more at thenewstandard.com.
When you hear Island Muffler and Brake, what do you think of?
Those guys probably know the way around mufflers and brakes.
Sure, but did you know they do all repairs on all cars and trucks?
I guess not.
From a simple oil change to a major overhaul, Island Muffler and Brake does great work in good time at a reasonable price. And they've been doing it for over 46 years. Same local owners, same location at Burnside and Douglas. Have Island Muffler and Brake Auto Care take total care of your vehicle.
Island Muffler and Brake.
Welcome back. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle right here on CFAX 1070 every Saturday from 1 to 2. Joining us is women's health expert Lorna Vanderhaeg. We're talking about making January for you. Get to know you. Go to the doctor. Make it a yearly thing. I think we all forget our vitamins and things we're supposed to do, but if we make it an annual event, it's probably going to stick and be of benefit to you. What about in middle age, Lorna? You know, a lot of people feel hopeless. They have the bulge or skin's, you know, draping. They've lost their vitality. What kind of things can we do to make it more effortless and to increase all those things?
Well, that's really what I talk to when I'm talking to women, because first off, say you're 55 mm-hmm. and you are, just feel like, where do I start? And what can I do to really change this? Is it inevitable that my skin is going to look so bad and that I'm going to have these three rolls of jelly belly around the middle? Mm-hmm. The answer is no. You know, you could start with just something very, very simple. Protein for breakfast, an egg, a chicken breast, a protein shake, protein powder in yogurt, no fruit, no grains, no toast, none of that. Just pure protein. Why? Because it's going to jumpstart your fat-burning furnace. And it's going to help you, you know, not crave sugars. You're not going to be looking for the donut at 10 o'clock in the morning. And you're really going to rev up your fat-burning furnace. And if you have low thyroid, it's going to be happy. And 10 minutes of weight-bearing exercise before you jump in the shower. So I'm a fan of doing things that don't require me to go somewhere. Because if I have to go to the gym, I have 50 excuses why I'm not going to the gym. But yeah. I can tell you the weights sit in the middle of my bedroom floor, and I set my alarm 10 minutes early, and I do literally 10 minutes of weight-bearing exercise, and it doesn't have to be complicated, and then I jump in the shower. And I do it every day so that I can't get to a certain point in the day and say, oh, darn, I forgot to do that.
So that's effortless. It's like the January thing. It's just part of your routine, and it's not long. It's 10 minutes. You have your protein. You have the protein first, right? Because I know a lot of people debate the whole breakfast thing, and my son is, you know, starting to eat more protein in the morning because he lifts in the morning. And you really need that, don't you? I mean, you're going to wreck yourself if you don't have some food.
Right. And I do it so that I get out of bed, I do my 10 minutes, I have my shower, then I go and I have my protein shake, which is in a shaker cup that I get to take out the door in the car on the way to work, because otherwise, you know, it's that, oh, how long is it going to take? And I mean, literally, the reason why a lot of people fail at diets or any kind of health, new health regime, is that it doesn't fit into their lifestyle.
Yeah.
And so you have to find a way to fit all these things into your lifestyle. Someone said to me, oh, you know, it takes too long to clean vegetables. I'm like, well, you can pay a few cents more and buy the ones that are already pre-cleaned, so you don't even have to wash and cut and prepare them all.
Right. There's lots of easy ways now, right, to get something done and get those first steps underway. I want to ask about fiber. You know, you hear a lot about the importance of fiber. How do you add that to your diet? Because I know that's supposed to help with getting everything going better.
Oh, my goodness. There are so many ways to add fiber. You know, fiber is simply vegetables. That is the best form of fiber you can possibly eat, especially if you have high cholesterol, because all those vegetables lock on to the excess cholesterol in your body, and it goes out in your bowel movements every day. So, you know, what I do is I get a large Ziploc freezer bag, and I fill it every morning with carrots and sugar snap peas and celery and broccoli and cauliflower, all that pre-washed stuff that I buy because I'm too busy. And I put that in my seat beside me in the car, and I eat it, and I take it to work, and it's on my desk. But you don't even want to do that. Go to Costco and buy that gigantic container of Benefiber. It has no taste, none. It is shocking. You can put a couple of scoops of it into your water bottle, and it has no taste, doesn't make it turn into jelly like Metamucil does.
Mm-hmm.
And you can drink this fiber all day long, which balances your blood sugar and also helps you lose weight.
Boy, all these great tips today. It's amazing. What about vitamin D? Because this time of year, I know we're not really, you know, the worst climate for as far as sunshine. But do you think it's important to have vitamin D?
Oh, I think it's absolutely essential. And, you know, everybody's falling with flus right now and colds and sickness. Anything out of the tropics, anybody who lives outside of the tropics needs to take vitamin D every day. They say to take 2,000 IUs a day. In the winter months, and when there's lots of people around me with flu or I'm flying on airplanes, I take 5,000 IUs a day. And it's very, very safe. Vitamin D protects you against colon cancer and breast cancer and prostate cancer. I mean, we all should be on it. And you can go to the health food store. We have a great vitamin D. It comes in a little bottle, 360 drops, which deliver 1,000 IUs per drop, mm-hmm. and it's dirt cheap and it has no taste.
So you just put it with your drink or whatever, you put it with your coffee?
I just put it, drop five drops into the palm of my hand and lick them off. I mean, it has no taste and very, very inexpensive. Great way to get your vitamin D.
Two more vitamins I want to ask about, especially for women. Calcium, we used to hear a lot about, not so much now, and vitamin B.
Yes. Well, B vitamins should be in your great multivitamin with minerals, and that would help to support the stress that you're under. In regards to calcium, the reason why you don't hear much about calcium anymore is because we overdid it with calcium. We took the wrong kinds of calcium, which is calcium carbonate and calcium gluconate. They're absolutely useless. They're worse than useless. Those bad kinds of calcium end up in your breast as breast calcification,
wow.
So more mammograms. And they end up in your arteries for hardening of the arteries. So there's been a huge pushback now. You don't hear very much about calcium supplements at all. I think people should not be taking more than 500 milligrams of a calcium supplement. And it has to be calcium citrate, calcium aspartate, or calcium glycinate. All three of those forms will not end up in your breasts. They'll end up in your bones, and they won't end up in your arteries, causing hardening of the arteries or increased heart disease.
Wow. So that's important to know all that. And you can always go to Lorna's website to find out more about all these things we've talked about. What about you, Lorna? I think women, you know, put a lot of guilt on themselves. They are, you know, attend to everybody in their families, and they feel bad if they do something for themselves. I really kind of think it's like being on the plane where you put the mask on first and save yourself. I think we should make a promise to ourselves this year to give ourselves something back also, whether it's a new hairdo or a makeover or get a trainer, whatever it may be.
Oh, absolutely. Or do something simple. Take a multivitamin with minerals every day just for you.
Right.
Not for anybody else.
Right. It's got your name on it and you keep it for yourself. No one else shares your vitamins.
I know. I was watching my daughter this morning giving my granddaughter her vitamin and I said, where's yours? And she said, oh, because I never thought about that. I said, if you're going to give my granddaughter a multivitamin, then you better be giving yourself one because if there's no moms, we really got a problem. And I agree with you. Women eat themselves up terribly. We don't take care of ourselves. But if we don't take care of ourselves, who's going to take care of us?
Yeah, for sure. And like your daughter's age, I mean, that's hard work when you're running around after kids. And I mean, she's got you for a mom, so I know she must be in great shape. But we do run ourselves ragged sometimes. And I really think that we owe ourselves to, give back to ourselves sometimes.
We do. We make lunch for our kids to go to school. We need to make sure that we make our lunch, too. I mean, that's just the kind of simple things that we need to do for ourselves and de-stress and start asking yourself, do I need to do all these things I'm doing because I think we're really tired?
And I think you have a dog, Lorna, because I was asking about exercise and for your cardio. Is walking something you like to do?
Walking is the best exercise. And I actually this morning just typed into Google, I wanted to find a walking club. Mm. So this will force me to go and do it twice a week, rain or shine. And they're all over the Lower Mainland. I know they have them in Victoria. And so look up walking club and join a walking club and just go walk with people.
Because, you know, I think that's it is maybe, slowing down. They talk about meditation or you pray or whatever you want to do. But it's that slowing down enough to sort of know what's going on and listen to the voices that, what you need to do. Because we're so bombarded with social media, TV, family, that sometimes you don't slow down enough to just know what the next steps might be.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And I mean, if we look at the aging population, and we're all aging, one of the number one things that affects women is their balance and falling. And once you fall and you get a fracture, then it's the aging process is just ramped up and you age far, far faster. And so being fit and strong is key. And if you're somebody who's like thinking, well, I'd love to start walking, but, I'm not really that stable, they have these great walking poles now that give your upper body a workout. They give you the strength you need. And, if you're 60 years old and listening to this, you want to create a whole group of friends that are doing the same thing. Join a walking club.
Right. And do balancing exercises every day, too. Stand on one leg, the other leg, close your eyes when you do it. Hold something, of course. But just, sort of practice the balancing as much as anything else.
Yes. Well, my mother-in-law said it perfectly. She said, when women stop wearing high heels, and they don't have to be super high heels, she said, you just watch them age. And she died at age 93, and she wore 1.5-inch, not skinny heels, but she wore heels every day. And she said, this is to keep me balanced.
My mom liked to wear heels, too. That was her secret, I guess. Lorna, great talking to you. If you want to know more, you can look up my website, lifestylewithpattymack.com, or Lorna Vanderhaeg on her website. She'll be here next week at the Women's Health Show. Thank you for all your information you give us every time you're on, Lorna.
Well, I appreciate being on your show. Thank you so much.
Best to you always. When we come back after the news, talking to Tracy Drake.
Do you heat your home with oil or electric baseboard heating? What if you could save up to 50 or even 75% off your heating bill? Those are some serious numbers. Red Blue Heating and Refrigeration can make that happen. They install York heat pumps, gas furnaces, and as a certified York dealer, Red Blue can also install a York ductless heat pump that qualifies for the BC Hydro $800 Hero Grant. Get the most savings out of your heating bill, because keeping warm shouldn't be one of your biggest expenses. Find out more at redbluehvac.com.
Happy New Year! Did you resolve to learn how to cook this year? Well, with KitchenAid, cooking just got easier. And Lansdowne Appliance Gallery has all KitchenAid home appliances on sale. Like the KitchenAid 30-inch stainless steel induction range with AquaLift self-cleaning. Or the KitchenAid 30-inch French door bottom mount fridge. Loads of storage in a small package. Let the experienced staff help fulfill your resolution at Lansdowne Appliance on the corner of Douglas and Kings and at lansdowneappliance.com.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon. It's 1:30 in the CFAX newsroom. I'm Rob Freeman. Two Mounties were shot early today northwest of Edmonton. and the suspect has been located. Assistant Commissioner Marlon DeGrand told a news conference the shooting happened at a casino in St. Albert.
The officers were investigating a stolen automobile complaint when an altercation took place with the suspect, and the suspect shot both officers. The suspect then fled the scene.
DeGrand says one officer is in very grave condition. The other is serious but stable. The Johnson Street Bridge project looks like it's going to be completed 10 months later than planned, and it's going to cost more money. A staff report prepared for city councilors next week confirms construction's about 10 months behind, and it's recommended the city increase the budget. Issues with the fabrication of the steel in China are being blamed for pushing back the date. As far as the budget goes, steel costs and other factors have exhausted the contingency. A report from staff to city council planned for next month will detail just how much more money will be needed. BC's Minister of Justice says she won't be getting involved after being asked by the Saanich Police Board to investigate the recent actions of Board Chair Richard Atwell. In a release issued yesterday, the board says the mayor of Saanich's recent activities have put them in an untenable position. But Susan Anton says if the mayor is unable to act as chair, then another member can be elected, but it's not clear who makes that determination.
This is uncharted.
Atwell spoke with spoke on Thursday with CTV News Vancouver Island.
This is uncharted territory. Maybe it's unprecedented. I don't know. Yeah, we'll have to just see what happens.
Do you want to do that job?
The chair of the police board? I've been happy to do the job in the past, so as long as there's a seat for me there, I'll do that job. I was doing it this morning.
Atwell agreed not to go to Thursday's police board meeting, but says he has no intention of stepping down. Gunmen have abducted the chief of staff to Yemen's president in the center of the capital, Sana'a. The kidnapping comes as Yemen remains gripped by conflicts between Shiite, Houthi rebels, and members of Al-Qaeda. Reporter Merritt Kennedy says there have been rallies in the capital to protest sectarian violence.
Thousands gathered in central Sana'a to demonstrate against the Shiite rebels in a protest called for by civil society groups. They marched to the defense ministry, chanting, "Revolution against the Houthis, revolution against terrorism."
Now, critics say the Houthis are a proxy for Shiite Iran. The rebels say that's not true. CFAX weather coming up.
Let's keep it close for now.
How close?
You and me.
Bravo Monday, the gripping drama of 19-2 returns.
Drop the weapon!
Everyone at Police Station 19 has a secret.
We're family.
That's right, we're family.
Some will get to keep it.
Nick's a good cop.
And some will learn the cost of loyalty and the price of truth.
Why do you feel a need to protect this guy?
He's my partner. There's a code.
19-2 season premiere, Monday at 10, only on Bravo.
CFAX weather, periods of rain today, a high of 8 degrees. The rain continues overnight, heavy at times, a low of 6. Mainly cloudy tomorrow, and it looks like we've got a lot of wind coming our way. A special weather statement issued by Environment Canada for the BC South Coast, a high of 11. Right now in downtown Victoria, it's 7 degrees. I'm Rob Freeman. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 1:34.
When news breaks, Victoria counts on CFAX 1070.
A number of bombshells have been dropped by the newly elected mayor of Saanich, Richard Atwell.
I was not totally truthful when I denied the allegations that I was having an extramarital affair.
The mayor also alleged that local police have pulled him over four times on groundless suspicions of drunk driving.
If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back. I am joined by the busiest woman in town, Tracy Drake. She's got her new magazine coming out February 1st, At Home Magazine. Of course, there's Niche Magazine, which is a beautiful fashion, beauty, travel magazine. Tracy, how are you? Happy
I am great, Patty. Thanks for having me.
I said, when do you sleep? You said you don't, but you love what you do.
I absolutely love what I do, and I think that's what drives me. And this new magazine, At Home Victoria, I'm so excited about it because it is 100% local, and it's specifically for this region, and it's all about home and interior design, how you style your home. I'm a big believer that fashion is, your home is an extension of your personal style. So We have some exciting things planned for this new magazine.
And this is your beginning too, wasn't it? You said you worked in that industry.
Yes.
That was the beginning of when you started.
Yes, way back in the dark ages when I was a freelance writer and like everyone else submitting, you know, query articles and trying to get work. I worked for some of the bigger North American home and design magazines, and it was really the area that I loved to write about and do research about and attend shows. And so that's where I started, and then that sort of evolved into the fashion world. So yeah.
And it all kind of goes together, because I think we'll talk a little about fashion later too, because I think a lot of these trends we're talking about kind of will go along with this beautiful magazine.
They completely do, yes.
Yeah. So the color of the year, Pantone is a paint company?
It is. It's they're the color authority is okay. What they are. And so every year they choose a color of the year based on what's going on in the world. So they look at societal mood. And so for instance, last year it was Radiant Orchid. It was a bit of a difficult color to not yeah. only wear, but decorate with. So this year it's a color called Marsala, and yeah. it's based on the wine. So it's a very Mediterranean, deep, dark, I would say sort of a darker version of a terracotta with a little bit of red thrown in. So it's very rich and dark.
And we've kind of been there, like anybody that's decorated many times over the years probably has had that in their home at some time, maybe that palette in one sense, and the lipstick back yes. in the 80s. So how do you rework that and make it fresh, and how do you apply that to your house?
Well, it's interesting. You're right, because even though the new color is called Marsala, it's really a throwback to the 80s when we loved Mediterranean colors, when people first started really loving to go to Mexico and the mm-hmm. tropicals and would bring back clay pots and Mexican pottery and blankets and that type of thing. So this color, you'll see it starting to pop up in home stores and fashion stores everywhere. It's one of those colors that's quite neutral. It's I call it the burgundy. When we went through the burgundy and hunter greens of the early 80s. This will be sort of a
dusty rose,
of course. So it's an interesting color to integrate, and it's easy to use just in pops of color. I think on the West Coast with our weather, it would be a tough color to incorporate into a whole room mm-hmm. Because it can be quite dark and sultry. It can get serious very fast.
Right. So maybe one wall.
Right.
If you were doing a feature wall.
Yes. Or just a pop of color using your soft furnishings, accessories, rugs, that type of thing.
I think this time of year, though, you kind of want those richer colors. I kind of like the winter and the spring look. And we usually change things around and, you know, different paint colors, different
cushions. I love
that. Because it, you know, and usually you have a garage maybe full of, well, maybe we do.
Yes, I do as well.
Of things, so you can actually flip out your couch.
Yes, and it's interesting because one of the things we talk about in the first issue of At Home Victoria is called the intentional foyer. And most people, when you welcome people into your home, it's a first impression when you walk in the door. And a lot of the homes, especially vintage homes, don't have that foyer space. So we talk about how to create a space at the front of your home. And one of the things we talk about is look around your home and look for pieces that are perhaps sitting in another room, a dresser, you know, a foyer table or a dining room buffet that you could repurpose and move into and give it a new sense of life.
And I think people are doing that and also painting things up if it's a tone they don't like anymore. There's all kinds of great paints. We're talking about chalk paint, and you can
I love chalk
yeah paint. You can change things up a lot, right, and distress it or however you want. But that beginning, that opening really is, because I just cleared ours up because I felt like now it looks a little more grown up because mm-hmm. I got rid of dog toys and all kinds
and all
of stuff
the sneakers.
That was everywhere. Yeah and it looks a lot better, right? It feels like, oh, that's kind of a nice way. The foyer, as Americans call it,
the
right?
foyer
the
yes
foyer.
Yes, the foyer. You know, the interesting thing about an entryway to a home is that not just for your guests, but for yourself.
Yeah.
It's how you feel when you come home at the end of the day. And if your space is cluttered and you know, overwrought with things, you walk into your home feeling stressed.
And that's like any room. People think,
absolutely
oh, it's only
is.
My bedroom. Well, who do you have in your house anyways? Some people entertain a lot. A lot of people don't entertain that much. So really, it's your space for you. It's your sanctum.
You absolutely should decorate your home for yourself. I'm a big believer in that because you're right. You're the person that walks home every day, walks through the doors and has to be comfortable with what you see. So if you're decorating for, you know, a social circle or because you entertain a lot, but you're not comfortable in the space, either you're a leather person or you're not. I say this all the time. And you should have what you want and you should have what you love.
Yeah, I love home. And I love, you know, cozying up with the fire and
me
watching
too.
A movie and stuff. Like, there's nothing like
there's
it.
There's no that, place like home.
No, there is
there
not.
Is no
it's
place
great to
like
be
home.
And you're busy a lot, so you know what it's like to be out on the road.
Yes.
But when you come home, you want to shut that door.
I totally
like,
do.
It's nice.
It is so nice.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk about some more trends, including metals and mid-century modern, maybe with some updates. Back in 2 minutes with Tracy.
Mornings with Al Farabee.
You know, every morning we give you what you want. Local news to be updated every 15 minutes, or breaking stories as they happen. Weather and traffic every 10 minutes so you get to work on time and safely. Sports, we cover everything from local sports to the Canucks and more. And we talk to the newsmakers of the day every morning. Great prizes, all that, and we have a little bit of fun too. Victoria's favorite way to start the day.
Mornings with Al Farabee. Weekdays 5 to 9 on CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
Hi, Victoria. I'm Kate from Livingston, letting you know what's going on around the area. A new twist on an old classic, the Monopoly Affair. This upscale, non-traditional fundraiser is a hip black tie red carpet event. With slumlord millionaires and property moguls all in action, it will be the talk of the town. Oh, and let's not forget Mr. Moneybags. He will be there too. Overseeing all the auctions and deals, don't leave it up to chance. Get your tickets early. Come out and compete for the ultimate bragging rights. On February 21st, 2015, you are invited to join us at the Victoria Merritt Inn Harbor for a night of fast-moving property deals, ever-increasing rent, and friendly competition. And get your tickets today for Culinaire Victoria's Premier Food Tasting Experience. More events at cfax1070.com. That has been your Community Connections, brought to you by Fairway Market. No club cards, no points, no gimmicks, just great card-free shopping.
It's End of the Rolls 28th Annual Clearance Event, the flooring sale you've waited all year for. With millions of dollars of inventory nationwide, get the best prices on top brands of laminate, hardwood, tiles, carpet, vinyl, area rugs, and more. Not renovating yet? Buy at the prices today and we'll store till spring for free. See store for details. End of the Rolls 28th Annual Clearance Event, on now. Visit endoftheroll.com. End of the Roll. Brand name flooring, low prices, always in stock. Come see our new location on 601 Beleskin and 2364 Mill Stream in Langford.
At Simon G. Jewelry, we believe that a truly great piece of jewelry is the one that gets worn the most, and one you and your loved ones will treasure for generations. For more than 30 years, that idea drives every piece we design. From working with metals whose colors will never change, to the cut of every stone we set. No detail is too small. Come celebrate the best of life at
Palmera Jewelers at the corner of Fort and Broad and palmerajewelers.com.
The biggest hits and the stories behind them. The Big 45 with Corey Pokinghorn. Sundays at 2 on CFAX 1070.
We are back with Tracy Drake from At Home Magazine, coming out February 1st, and also Niche Magazine. We're going to talk about home decor, and there's some new trends coming up also with interior design. Metals, you know, which can be, maybe that can go with the Marcella, like they can be very cold. So would you balance those off with wood pieces, or how would you make that be warmer?
Metallics and metals are really hot, a big trend for 2015, and I think they'll continue through probably into 2016 as well. So when you walk into furniture stores, you'll see a lot of beautiful silver, nickel, and gold as well. And then there's this new resurgence for sort of that brushed bronze look. I personally love it. I think every home needs a little bit of shine, a little bit of bling.
Yeah.
And you're right. It has to be tempered. You have to look at the room as a whole and say, you know, like, let's not go back to the late 70s, early 80s when everybody had gold brass swan taps in their bathrooms. It was a little much. So it's temperance. It's looking at the room and saying, yeah, I need a little bit of shine, or I need a little bit of brightness. And some of the new metallics that are coming out, metallic rugs are fabulous. Ooh. Like a silver metallic finished carpet with a low shag is beautiful. The other thing that's coming out that is quite amazing is fabrics that have that metallic sheen. So instead of sort of the gold lamé, which is a little too much for a home, these have a very soft, almost linen look with a silver shimmer, and they're perfect for drapes, or, you know, that you could do a lot of things with them.
Well, great ideas. And blue hues. I like blues. You know, that kind of milky blue. The
Me too.
Yeah, like I love that, always have. So that can be incorporated as an accent piece too, right? Would that go with Marcel? Not really, right? Those are opposing.
The darker blue would, you know, the midnight blue. And interestingly enough, for 215, they say blue is the new black in home decor. And they're talking about the darker shades of blue, the midnight blue, the rich navies. And I love those. There's nothing more beautiful to me than a home that's balanced with a dark color. I do also love black in a home as well. So I think, again, it's temperance. The other color that's going to continue to trend for 215 is the shades of orange. You know, the rich, burnt orange shades. And the two, orange and navy, go quite well together.
Do you have a, using for a trim, are you a cream person or do you have a favorite white? What do you like to trim with if you're doing these colors?
I like a warm white. And not a cold. And of course, you know, my husband will be the first one to say white is white is white.
not until you go to the paint store and then
exactly.
It's not.
And there are literally 1,000 shades of white.
Yeah.
I tend to look for, I like a semi-gloss, but I like it in a warm shade. I love Benjamin Moore. They have some really nice warm in their Heritage collection, beautiful shades of white that will balance off a dark shade in the room.
Yeah, because you sort of don't want it to be harsh white. Mm-hmm.
I love a gray wall. I love a pale gray.
Ooh, what's your favorite gray? Because there's so many grays, and we're thinking about doing a gray, and it's a tough one. They have one on chalk paint called Paris Gray, which I like, but I'm not sure that would work on a
wall. We just
did
a feature wall in our new living room because we've just moved into a new home, and it is called French Cabaret, I think, but it's a soft gray. It's blue tones, so blue undertones with a bit of white. So it depends on how the light hits it. We have a lot of glass in our living room, so at night the room really closes in and the wall comes to life. During the day it looks white.
Oh, text me that one. I just go for the names, right? It's like lipstick.
Me too. Me lipstick.
I'll have a better life if I have that.
Exactly. That's why they do it.
And it really works, isn't it? And mid-century modern with a new take. Now, it's so funny seeing, like, you know, I have a 50s home and seeing everything 50s kind of mid-century is like,
Well, it's interesting because it was such a faux pas, you know, going back a decade, it was like it was old. And now I think largely thanks to shows like Mad Men, it's really come back into vogue. And I love it. I've always been a big fan of the Scandinavian, the teak. I've always been a big fan of the mid-century modern, the Eames look. So the interesting thing for 215 is watching these chairs and silhouettes of the furniture carry those same shapes, but update themselves a little bit. So the lines on the arms might be a little softer because mid-century can have harsh tones, harsh lines, depending on what the piece is. So a little smoother, a little softer, a little more comfortable as well.
And no ashtray stands.
No, although they're beautiful pieces of art.
I know, they really are. My dad had one. They were so cool. Three projects, DIY, under $200 in 2 days. Go.
So we have this great column called Weekend DIY. So in our first issue, we're teaching readers how to create an upholstered headboard in 2 days for under $200. And it is one of the easiest, most impactful projects you can do in your bedroom. And how to do button tufting without actually tufting the buttons. And it looks real. So that's a really fun project. One of the things we're looking at on our website right now is how to create a feature art wall using crown molding. So instead of putting it up on the ceiling, actually framing out the art behind your sofa or above your master bed. So that's a really fun project. And I think you can do that one for around $130. Wow. And that just involves a little bit of precise cutting. But other than that, it's a fairly straightforward and simple project. Another one we have on our website is no-sew options. So really beautiful window coverings that you can do for very little money in very little time, and you do not have to know how to sew to do
with
them.
With the glue?
With the webbing, the fusion webbing, which is a much better option because the glue actually over time it gets yucky.
I did that last year at the tablecloth. Yeah, it does.
It does. So the fusion web looks like a roll of tape. You can buy it at Fabricland and you put it between the two pieces and you fuse it with the iron and it is seamless and beautiful. It's also a great way to seam, to hem pants that you don't want there to be any type of line as well.
Can you just come with me wherever I go?
Yes.
I'll know so many things.
Yes.
That's fantastic. So I know you've got two magazines. They come out on different months. Niche, of course, covers some lifestyle. A lot of beauty. It is kind of the go-to for BC in that area.
It definitely is.
And At Home is starting February 1st, so that is really everything to do with the home and food.
And
we
local.
Have Dan Hayes and you
yes.
have a
Yes,
a
Dan Hayes has a column with us, so he'll be taking us through the paces, teaching us how to cook at home. Mm. We have Jenny Martin, one of the, I think, foremost interior designers in the city, and she has a column with us called Decorate with Jenny, and she's going to take us through our design paces and teach us how easy it really is to understand the elements of our home and how to put them all together.
Wow. And your wine expert?
Stuart Brown. So he's a local favorite, and he teaches at the Vancouver Island Sommelier Guild as well. Like, he's very well-versed in all things wine, and he's just an all-around good guy. So he's going to be talking wine, and in the first issue, we're looking at Avril Creek. So he's actually each issue looking at a specific winery on Vancouver Island or on the mainland, but
that's
in
so cool.
BC.
We went to Burrowing Owl in November.
And love Burrowing Owl.
Yeah, we walked through the vineyards, and it's so interesting how it's all done.
It's a fascinating craft.
It really is a craft.
And then you get to appreciate it at the end.
That's the good, right? It's a win-win.
It totally is.
Absolutely. If people want to get a hold of you, Tracy, how do they do that?
Well, our new magazine is at athomevictoria.com. And Niche Magazine is always nichemagazine.ca. And there's always good things happening on the website.
Rachel Mack says hi. And thanks.
We miss her.
Tracy does a lot to inspire young people and to mentor them in a positive way. And you've done that for many people, including Rachel. And we thank you for that. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Fabulous at 50. And maybe Tracy will hang around. And
I definitely will.
Awesome. Back in 2 minutes.
Hi, I'm Bruce Reed, owner and founder of The Vitamin Shop. When I opened The Vitamin Shop in 1984, my vision was to offer high-quality brand-name vitamins at affordable prices. Our mission statement remains the same today. With highly qualified and professional staff, we offer excellent customer service both locally and nationally.
For quality vitamins and excellent service, visit The Vitamin Shop at 1212 Broad Street or CanadianVitaminShop.com. Call 250-386-1212 and ask about their free shipping service.
Crime Stoppers.
Greater Victoria Crime Stoppers helps you solve crime and create safer communities. If you have any information about criminal activity, submit an anonymous tip by calling 1-800-222-TIPS or online at victoriacrimestoppers.com. Successful tips are eligible for rewards up to $2,000. Greater Victoria Crime Stoppers. We want your information, not your name.
Look around you. For every two people you see, one will need blood or know someone who has. Because it can take up to 8 blood donors every week to help just one person with leukemia, and up to 50 blood donors to help someone who's been in a car crash. Please donate blood. Do it for the many who urgently need it. Do it because you care. Do it today. Call 1-888-2-DONATE now to book an appointment. Canadian Blood Services. It's in you to give.
Blood donors needed today. Save a life. Call 1-888-2-DONATE now.
Sonner Subaru has some seriously hot deals to get you into some seriously hot wheels. Get financing starting from 0.5% and $500 cash on all in-stock 2014 and 15 Subaru BRZs, WRX, and WRX STIs. And to top it off, you'll get a free Apple iPad Air 2 with your new Subaru. That's two of the latest pieces of technology right in your hands. Hurry in today as the offer is only available while supplies last. At Sonner Subaru on the Old Island Highway.
Coffee's always on.
We are back. Tracy Drake is here from At Home Magazine, coming up February 1st, and we have Annie Poole here, who is having an event called Fabulous at 50. It's a martini event. How are you, Annie? How are you, Annie?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Excellent. Now, your new adventure is called Fabulous at 50. Tell us a little bit about what Fabulous at 50 is.
Okay.
As if I'd know.
Are you 50?
Oh, yeah, and then some.
Oh, okay. Well, perfect. it's an online and in-person community that celebrates baby boomer women. And it's there to educate, inspire, and empower.
Well, that's what we like to do, too. Tracy, you're 50.
I just turned 50 in August, so...
Yeah.
I can join the club.
Join the club.
Yes,
and Annie, there's lots of people just approaching that age or beyond it.
Yeah.
And why did you feel you needed this? And tell us a little bit about your story getting to this point to form Fabulous at 50.
Well, I had just come through a very challenging year. I successfully overcame an incurable cancer diagnosis.
Wow.
And, I faced every challenge that you could possibly think of, emotionally, spiritually, financially, and physically. And I have been reaching for my dreams, and if I can do it with all those obstacles, anyone can do it.
And what do you say, Annie, to the people that are, you know, bemoaning every birthday, oh, you know, I'm 50 or whatever age they may be, when you face such a battle? And congratulations, I'm so happy for you that you've gotten there. How do you deal with that when you know what the other side looked like, and how do you look at it differently now?
Well, 50 wasn't even on my radar, you know. Quite honestly, I'm happy to be alive, and age is just a number. You know, everyone can feel on the inside, they might be 30 or they might feel 18. You know, it's really your perspective on how you age that makes a difference.
And your event, Fabulous at 50 Martini event, is Sunday, January 25th from 1 to 4. Whereabouts are you holding that?
It's going to be at the Lure Lounge at the Delta. Mm. And it's going to be fabulous.
They make a great martini.
Yes, they do. There'll be specially made Fabulous at 50 martinis.
Oh, yummy. And what's going to happen there? What kind of things? I hear there's some shoes.
Yes. We're pairing up with a new company called Shoe Strap-Ons, who is actually my daughter. And she created a shoe accessory called Shoe Strap-Ons.
And what is that?
It's a shoe accessory that you put on your heels or your flats, and it transforms your shoes into a bold fashion statement.
Really?
Hmm. Yeah.
Wow, I got to see that. Very cool. And I know our friend Sue Maitland's going to be there, and she's a life transition coach. So it's all about positive vibe and people helping each other?
Yes, exactly. And she'll be one of the grand prizes that contestants can potentially win.
Well, she's on the show here from time to time. And last time she was on, I took one of her courses on, you know, kind of seeing what you want to do at this stage in your life. And I ended up going to Mexico right away because travel came up high on my list of priorities. So what she does really works.
Absolutely. Yeah, she coached me through cancer as well. So
wow. How have you found the impact in Victoria then of other women helping you to get where you're at today and be able to do this?
Well, yeah, I used to be a lone wolf, you know, thinking I had to do it all by myself. And it wasn't until I tapped into a community of supportive women that things really took off for me.
It's funny you say that, Annie, because I think a lot of people, you know, don't want help and, I don't want to bug people. And yet people want to give back. People want to help. And I guess it's allowing that to come into your life.
Yeah, that's the secret, is allowing.
So tell people how they can get tickets for this event.
Okay, you can find it on the Fabulous at 50 website under Events and Victoria. So you just go to www.fabulousat50.com.
Now that's also the website if you want to know more about the group, how to join Fabulous at 50.
Yes.
And be part of that group. Is that correct, Annie?
Yeah. Yes, you can become a Diamond membership, which gives you access to over six hours of wonderful coaches.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, good luck at the Martini event, Fabulous at 50 Martini event, January 25th at Lure. And Tracy, all the best to you and all you endeavor to do and take on. Amazing, amazing. And TJ, good luck tomorrow. We have the Packers, which is your team, against the Seahawks, which... You're against the green like Hammy, but that's
team.
Okay, right?
I was ridiculed all yesterday by Terry Moore for being a Packers fan.
I'm on board with you, buddy.
It's going to be a long day.
And all the best to you. There's lots of great people in Victoria. Get out and meet some of them. Until we meet again, enjoy.